Level Pre-1, Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
It's time to brainstorm ideas for next year's field trip. Any thoughts on what to do?
This year, we explored the zoo and had a blast learning about animals. How about visiting the beautiful botanical garden right next to it next year?
I've always wanted to go there. Do you think the kids will find looking at plants enjoyable?
Funny thing. I wasn't interested in flowers, so I thought it might be boring when I was a child, but it turned out to be quite fun.
I'll check out their website later. Maybe it has information for school groups.
I remember going there with my elementary school class, so they must offer group programs.
That's a fantastic suggestion. Thanks for sharing it.
Question 1. They went to the flower garden. 2. They couldn't have a field trip. 3. They studied about animals. 4. They enjoyed going to the park. Question 2. Both of the teachers. 2. Only one of the teachers. 3. The children went last year. 4. No one has gone yet. Question 3. She enjoyed going there when she was young. 2. She went there last year with the elementary school. 3. She thought it was funny. 4. She thought it would be boring for the children. Question 4. Go to the flower garden and check it out. 2. Check with the elementary school. 3. Take a group trip to the botanical garden. 4. Visit the botanical garden's homepage.
Conversation 2.
I wish it was sunny today. I really want to play outside.
This morning's weather forecast said it's going to be rainy and windy all day.
What if it stops raining for a little bit? Can I play on the swings?
I don't think so. The ground is really muddy and there are a lot of puddles, and your feet will get very dirty.
I could put on my rubber boots to keep the mud away.
Boots will keep your feet dry, but I'm worried about the rest of your clothes.
Okay, I guess I'll play with blocks inside then.
Question 5. She saw it on the news. 2. Another teacher was talking about it. 3. She talked with the weatherman. 4. The child told her about it.
6.
One. Use the playground equipment. 2. Play in the mud. 3. Splash around in the puddles. 4. Run around on the playground.
7.
One. Change her clothes and use the swings. 2. Wear boots outside in the mud. 3. Play with toys indoors. 4. Worry about the weather conditions.
3.
The baby is really coming along. When is the new baby coming?
She's due in just 4 weeks. I'm really excited. I have a doctor's appointment today.
Are you planning to enroll her here with her brother?
Yes, that's the plan. It'll be so much easier not having to drive them to different schools.
I completely understand. We'll make sure to keep you informed when we start accepting applications for new students.
That's great to hear. With a newborn on the way, I'll appreciate the reminder.
Question 8. One.
She has to drive a lot. 2. She works in a hospital. 3. She will become a doctor. 4. She is pregnant.
9.
One. The mother's brother goes to this school. 2. The school will give her a discount. 3. She doesn't want to waste time driving. 4. Her son goes to a different school.
Question 10.
One. Have a newborn baby. 2. Tell her when to start the application process. 3. Start driving her to school. 4. Introduce new students to her.
Listening section part 2. Passage 1.
This is a reminder that winter is approaching and children need to be dressed for the weather. Please make sure that your children have hats, gloves, and jackets to keep them warm when the temperature drops. We also ask that you keep an extra pair of socks in their cubby in case their feet get wet when it snows or rains. Even though it will be cold, we still plan on having outdoor playtime every day for 30 minutes unless there is a serious weather warning. We feel it is important for children to experience all seasons for their physical and mental growth. If you have any questions, please contact your child's teacher and feel free to ask when you pick up or drop off your child.
Question 11. One. To collect warm clothing for people in need. Two. To warn parents that it's getting warmer. Three. So parents can prepare warm clothes for their children. 4. So children enjoy warmer weather in the future. Question 12. 1. An extra cubby so children can put their clothes in it. 2. Extra socks for when feet get wet. 3. A raincoat for when it rains. 4. More time to get ready for school. Question 13. 1. When it gets too cold. 2. If there are bad weather conditions. 3. When children prepare for 30 minutes. 4. If the weather is agreeable. Question 14. 1. Experiencing different seasons. 2. Enjoying winter vacation. 3. Being absent from school in winter. 4. Watching the weather from inside. Question 15. 1. Tell their child to ask the teacher. 2. Visit the principal's office. 3. Drop off their child at school. 4. Talk with their kid's teacher.
Passage 2.
When planning a science lesson for children, we often plan on a topic and then create a fun activity around that topic. This approach is fine and sometimes necessary, but we can also do the opposite and create science lessons based on activities the children have fun doing. It is important to observe children's playing habits and think about how to make a lesson based on what they are currently enjoying. For example, if they are playing with boats, it might be a good chance to teach them about how things float or sink on water. Developing lessons like this requires flexibility so that you can change the curriculum when you see a teachable moment. You might have to put off other plans and use that time to teach something that came up suddenly. It is important to document what you teach so that you can go back and see what you taught when you need to.
Question 16. One. Focusing on things children enjoy. Two. Planning a lecture for children. Three. Watching a TV program about science at school. 4. Sitting children down in the classroom. Question 17. 1. Writing your lesson plans on paper. 2. Waiting for children to ask questions. 3. Reading books to children. 4. Observing children's play activities. Question 18. 1. Because teachers have a fixed schedule. 2. Because a teaching idea could come up suddenly. 3. Because classes might be canceled. 4. Because the curriculum is too difficult. Question 19. 1. Teach a lesson about boats. 2. Tell the children to stop what they are doing. 3. Postpone lessons that were planned. 4. Prevent children from enjoying the activity. Question 20. 1. To keep a record of your lesson. 2. To erase documents from your computer. 3. To go back to the teacher's room. 4. To put off all other lesson plans. 5.